With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump sending California and Texas National Guard members to Oregon. Now, that order comes after a judge temporarily blocked the administration from deploying the Oregon National Guard to Portland. Democratic governors of Oregon and California are fighting that move in court. And the president has authorized the deployment of some 300 National Guard members to Chicago. White House cites ongoing violence there. But Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker criticized the decision. He claims the crime rate in Chicago is down substantially. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the governors of Oregon and Illinois should spend time with ICE officers to get a sense of how they're treated by protesters.
These individuals are shouting hateful things at them, threatening their families, putting their hands on them, and acts of violence are occurring on a regular basis.
And she adds protesters are shouting hateful things and threatening families.
There should be consequences for that and for leaders that stand up and knowingly lie about the situation on the ground. This is a war zone. His city is a war zone, and he's lying so that criminals can go in there and destroy people's lives.
Democrats oppose the GOP's clean 7-week continuing resolution, which is in the Senate. It has spending maintained at Biden-era levels with no Republican initiatives. But Democrats want to add provisions that would extend some health care subsidies. They are COVID-era enhanced health care subsidies. Republicans have balked at that. They say negotiations over health care, whether it's subsidies or Medicaid cuts, all of that should happen later. And for now, they want Democrats to join them in passing a clean bill that would open the government again. Ken Lorman reporting.
And this is SRN News. Yet another abortion pill controversy.
This one involves California and provision of the abortion drug mifepristone. Doctors will now be able to prescribe the drug to women anonymously under a new state law, AB 260, signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Also, pharmacists would not have to list either the doctor or the patient. AB 260 also acts as a shield law for abortion businesses. It exempts from several levels of legal consequence anyone with a role in the entire production chain of abortion pills. George Williams, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians rising in India. International Christian Concern reports a new anti-conversion law has set off a new round of anti-Christian violence. Hindu groups around the Hudson Bible Institute in September arresting two people. And one minister says pastors there are constantly being arrested and detained. This is SRN News. A nonprofit organization aiding the homeless on the streets of Miami.
Dr. Inaki Bent and the team at Miami Street Medicine treat the homeless.
We do a focus history and physical exam, and then we address those needs.
They use tablet computers to track vitals for patients like Manuel Rodriguez and offer follow-up visits for chronic conditions.
Hey. Willing to take us to the hospital.
This work prevents treatable conditions from becoming emergencies.
Doing this service here helps free up the logjam that we see in many of our emergency rooms.
One challenge is the transient nature of homeless people, which makes it difficult to provide continual care. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump marking the Navy's 250th anniversary, joining a celebration Sunday at the Naval Station Norfolk in Virginia. President and First Lady watched a military demonstration while standing on the deck of an aircraft carrier. More details at srnnews.com.